what I am. Solitary man, solitary man.
Perhaps, but Courtney looking good at the quarterback position despite the sack. Second and 12 for the Phantoms from their own 47-yard line. Pass deep to the left side. Reeled in on the far side at the 25-yard line. Getting to the 23 before being taken down by Jordan Danowski.
Quarterback is certainly decisive, and that was a good throw and play. He's hit the...
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. At least one person is dead, five others injured after an explosion outside a fertility clinic. It happened in Palm Springs, California.
It's insane. You know, the world today, it's so scary that, again, I mean, just innocent people could be out here just doing their daily business, and something like that happens. It's frightening.
The city's chief of police says in a statement it appears to be an intentional act of violence, saying it extends for blocks. An FBI spokesperson told CBS News it is responding with its partners. The death toll stands at 26 after powerful storms ripped through several states last night. The state where most people were harmed, Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear just spoke in the city of London after surveying the damage.
The people who've been harmed are going to get our very best. We're going to fight for them. We're going to make sure that we have our state, our local, and our federal government and their programs available to them.
CBS's Christian Benavides.
In Missouri, over 5,000 homes and businesses sustained damage and tens of thousands were left without power. The National Weather Service says there were two confirmed tornadoes, including at least one in St. Louis, that left behind a path of destruction.
The wind got so hard, I couldn't even get to the front door and kept pushing me back out. I just couldn't believe it. It's just, the whole house just started blowing, all the windows blew out, the bricks started falling. I never experienced that. Like, I didn't think I was going to make it at all.
Seven of 10 inmates who escaped from a jail in New Orleans are still out there. Amelia Strahan is with WWL-TV.
Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office says the inmates were able to break through a cell door, crawl through the wall, and then through a hole behind a toilet and exit through a supply dock door. So there are still a lot of questions that we're waiting on answers for.
New Orleans Police Superintendent says the escapees probably had help. Tomorrow night, the House Budget Committee will meet again, as CBS's Willie James Inram reports. It's after some Republicans joined with Democrats to vote down President Trump's spending bill.
Five Republicans joined all Democrats and the House Budget Committee in a vote against the bill. Some conservatives argue the legislation doesn't go far enough with spending cuts.
The world's largest live music event has reached its glitter-drenched conclusion, with the grand final now underway of the Eurovision Song Contest. Revelers have been getting ready to watch.
We pick our favorites, and it's just always been a really fun time. We get together with our friends for a big party every year.
Acts from 26 countries are performing to around 160 million viewers for the continent's pop crown. Musicians have 3 minutes to win over the viewers who are voting. It's all being held in Switzerland. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Since fans, there's a new voice coming to Springfield.
Pamela Hayden has voiced the blue-haired Milhouse Van Houten for 35 years.
That kid with a backpack said radical. I say radical. That's my thing that I say. I feel like I'm gonna explode here.
Ugh. She announced she was retiring back in November. And now we finally know who will take over the duties bringing Bart's BFF to life. Entertainment Weekly reports that singer Kelly MacLeod will make her debut during tomorrow's season finale. It's called A Stranger Things. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
President Trump ripped into Walmart, saying on social media that the retail giant should eat the tariffs instead of blaming the duties on imported goods imposed by his administration for its increased prices. It comes after Walmart on Thursday warned that everything from bananas to children's car seats could increase in price. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high to the mid-50s. More clouds into the area Monday, some showers possible late, highs low 50s. Better rain chance Tuesday and breezy. Currently, it's 66.
This is Jacob here at WRJN. Well, it's official. We're going to have to call it for today. That is the end of our programming with the Racing Raiders as of today. We're going to try to get it back to you next week with no technical difficulties. Unfortunately, for now, we cannot bring it to you at the quality level that you deserve and that you expect here at WRJN. So we're going to come back next week with it. In the meantime, we appreciate your patience. We appreciate you staying with us here. and stay with us to enjoy more timeless hits here on WRJN.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
WRJN. It's
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
It's been all around you.
keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
I look at all the lovely people. what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. We'll be right back.
tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, down on my knees for you.
WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Sure, your little eye will be a-winking.
She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a
understood. If I see me cheating, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Kenosha.